Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcast.
Shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. This is episode number 183, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island. I'm your host, Gary, joined this week by Por Favor Mary in the Warwick Studios. How are you doing today, Mary?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me on this week's show.
Thanks for having me back.
What's new? How's Warwick treating you lately?
Warwick's been pretty good. We've gotten the cooler weather coming through. Nice little change.
Yeah, summer's over.
Yeah, I guess so. It just kind of stopped, though, out of nowhere, I feel.
Yeah, it went from, like, high 80s, low 90s to, like, 68.
Yeah, so.
That's it. Now it's...
I guess we're done. We're done with summer.
No, summer's over. Enjoy the fall.
Kids are going back to school.
Yeah, school started. Dunkin' Donuts has all their pumpkin spice nonsense out now. It's over.
That's right. It's over. We're done.
We don't get good weather until next April.
That's right. Gotta go buy Halloween candy, I guess.
Oh, don't even say that. I won't even be around for Halloween, so I don't have to worry about that.
That's right. Countdown is on.
Yeah, I can make my fast passes in 2 days.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
And they let you make them for the whole week?
I don't know.
Once it starts? I always forget how that works. It's been so long.
I know with the dining reservations you can, but with the Fast Pass, I haven't done it on the exact day yet. Since the Fast Pass Plus, I haven't done it exactly 60 days out, so. I think they must let you do your whole stay.
I feel like all my trips now are so last minute that it doesn't matter.
That's true.
I go, like, on a whim 9 times out of 10 at this point, so. I always have plenty of time. I don't have to think about it. You get invited on a cruise, or you go for the closing
of your favorite ride. It's all just
exactly.
Last minute, so.
How's work?
How's retail?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's crazy. It's a busy time of year.
Oh, back to school. We'll
be crazy this weekend because it's Labor Day weekend, and the district that my store is in is going back on Tuesday, so after Labor Day. So we're definitely going to be slammed this weekend.
So more back-to-school stuff, and then before you know it, you'll have the Christmas music playing in there.
Exactly. Our music has been broken for like a month.
Oh, boy.
And I feel like by the time it gets fixed, they're just going to be like, here's your holiday music.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
So. I like holiday music, but I imagine listening to the same 8 to 12 songs on a loop in retail doesn't help.
Right. Yeah. So. But, it's been good. It was slow in July, and then it picks up in August, and then you get a little bit of a lull, and then, like you said, it's just holiday. You just hit the ground running for holiday in, October. So, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, but, you know, I've been able to get, little long weekends off and stuff to do little getaways, so it's been good.
That is good.
Yeah.
So you've used up all your goodwill days. Now they're like, yeah, you're working every weekend from here till the end of the year.
Pretty much, probably. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Por Favor, Mary, you're on the clock.
That's right. So.
It's okay. It happens, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta work. So you can go to Disney.
Exactly. That's all it comes down to.
That's right.
Well, I don't really have
much. How about you, anything? Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask.
Not too much. Going away for Labor Day weekend. We're going up to New Hampshire. I don't know if this will be the last time this season. Maybe one more time after this in October, but I'm not sure when the dates are going to line up just right. But we're definitely going this weekend. We're going to do Storyland.
Very fun.
Girls again.
Yeah.
Since we have the passes, we have the season pass, so might as well use it. And
you know,
they have the pool, so they have the indoor pool, so we'll be able to do that as well. Good little weekend.
That's good.
Little getaway.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Us and everybody else will be up there.
That's right.
Everyone in New England goes to New Hampshire for this weekend, seems like.
Right.
Or goes somewhere anyway.
That's right. Or they go to the Gap, which is where I will be.
Yeah, anyone who's not in New Hampshire is at the Gap.
Right.
Getting jeans. Or right. Dungarees, as Por Favor Frank would say.
Yep.
Does anyone come and ask you for dungarees? Has that ever happened? Where's the dungaree section?
I don't think so. Not that I can remember. They're everywhere, though. Yeah, it'd be hard to miss them, so that's true. A lot of people don't really ask me where they are in general. Yep.
That's good. Yeah, I don't even have an unofficial beer this week because I'm not feeling 100%. I'm not up to my... I'm a little under the weather, so...
Yeah.
If I sound funnier, if you hear a sniffle, that's why. And I decided to hold off on the alcohol this week just because probably would make me more congested. And I know you're not much of a drinker, so you probably don't have any unofficial drink. Maybe a water
or something. I don't. No, I actually don't have anything.
Not even a water, huh?
Nope, nothing.
Well, that's okay. No worries. I guess we could just go into our first break here, and we'll come back and we'll get into the meat of this week's episode with Baltimore Mary.
Sounds good.
Come on, everybody. Here we go. Off to Neverland.
Think of a wonderful thought. Any merry little thought.
Think of Christmas, think of snow. Think of sleigh bells. Think of a reindeer in the sky.
See him wink his eye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 183 of the Por Favor podcast. This week I am joined by my sister, Por Favor Mary, who hasn't been on in quite a while. When was the last time you came on the show?
I don't know. It has been a while.
Yeah.
Maybe springtime?
Yeah, I remember you coming... I don't even remember why you came on in spring.
I don't either. I mean, I did.
Probably a trip review or something.
Yeah, I'm sure I went for like a little weekend. I did go in January. I did a cruise.
Yeah, but we never talked about that.
Maybe it was we never talked about the cruise.
No.
And then I went in April with the family.
Maybe it was that, the
Easter
trip review.
And renewed my pass. Yep. And we talked about like Raglan Road and all that stuff. Yeah, that's what it was.
So it's been quite
a while. So probably like April. Mm-hmm.
But this week, coming up on September, when this episode comes out, it will be September, and we're here to talk about a trip you took in June?
June, yeah.
Out to Anaheim, or LA slash Anaheim, and you went to where it all started, Disneyland.
That's right, for the first time.
For your first time, and now you're like a true Disney nerd. You've done both parks in the U.S., or both resorts, I guess.
Right.
And I guess we'll just get the... The quick question out of the way, what was your, what did you think? Like, it's definitely very different.
It is, for sure. I think because I'm such a Disney nerd, there was like a lot of anticipation going, and I was going with my friends Dan and Brittany. Dan was living out in L.A. He is actually moving back really soon. He was there for a year, and he... had been because he was living out there. But for Brittany and I, it was both of our first trips to Disneyland. And she now has done multiple cruise contracts and she works full time in Disney World now. So she's a big Disney person as well. So it was kind of a lot of anticipation and build up to get there. And we had a little bit of issue. So it extended it because Brittany was getting me in with her cast member pass, and we go in to find that she was blocked out for the day that we were there. So we're like, okay, so what do we do? So we had to go to the guest services area, and Brittany was able to get herself in a different way for free, but we ended up having to buy a pass for me. But they had some cast discount pass, so I got a discounted rate, which took about like $20 maybe off of my pass. It came to like $90 or something like that, which, you know, isn't bad. So that was a little bit of an adventure. Just getting there, we're all excited, ready to go in, and they're like, you can't come in. You're blocked out for the day.
Oh, boy.
So, but yeah, you walk in, and it looks very similar, especially, like, right on Main Street.
Right.
But you still have that anticipation of, like, this is where it all started, and I've never been before, and everything kind of feels new because you know you've never been. And then you walk and you see the little castle,
it's so tiny.
It's so small. I think it's beautiful. I love that castle, but it's just when you're used to walking around that corner onto Main Street and seeing huge Cinderella Castle out in the distance, it's kind of a jarring difference to see that, like, short little pink castle.
Yeah, I remember when I was looking into it when I did my trip out there, and I kept reading on forums, it says, don't be alarmed by how small the castle is.
Yeah.
It's like, you have a castle, we have a Matterhorn. That's our big thing.
That's right. Yeah. So there was a lot of anticipation, and the three of us have done we've done cruises and Disney trips together, so it's kind of a fun, special thing for us. Not a lot of people get to go to Disney on vacation with their best friends multiple times, so it's something special that we get to do, and we've had the fortune of getting to do together multiple times, so this was just another new, fun thing for the three of us to experience together, so it was a lot of fun just walking down and taking it all in, and you kind of, when you're big Disney nerds like you and I and my friends are, you kind of can't help but think about, like, this is how it all started and this is what Walt envisioned, and especially that Main Street area, like, so little changes there.
Well, not even envisioned.
As the years go on.
He walked there. He built it.
Well, exactly. But this is, like, exactly what he wanted to do, and he came here and he built it and he walked through it and he was here, and then, you know, Disney World happened, and it's very similar, and it was what he envisioned, but you can't help but think about, like, this is where everything happened. So, it's fun, and it's exciting, and like I said, it's very, that tiny, small castle, but I think it's really pretty. I like that castle a lot, and it was fun to go into the castle,
yeah,
and
like do that
little
walk through,
and yeah, just that was like the first thing that we did. We took a couple of pictures, and then we went right through the castle and went in, and, you know, so it was fun to kind of do all those fun little different things right when we walked in. But
I have to say, the one thing that really struck me was how close everything is.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, there's so many attractions, especially in Fantasyland. Like, we walked through the castle, and then you're out in that main area behind the castle.
There's, like, nine attractions that you can hit with a rock, pretty much, from there.
Right. You see so many attractions you're used to, or, like, you and I are used to Disney World and Magic Kingdom, and, you know, you've got to do a little bit of walking to get to everything, but it's like you're at the exit of the Pinocchio ride, and then you can go 2 feet, not even, and you're into the entrance of the next ride, and they're just all right there. Everything's so close, but there's still so much. That struck me, too. I was like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe how everything is just, like, right on top of each other.
Well, even the whole property, though, like California Adventure, Downtown Disney, mm-hmm. and Disneyland are all so close, and the hotels are right there. It's like this little
this little
plot. And the other thing that was so different for me was kind of, I know you guys didn't stay at one of the Disney hotels, but, like, getting outside that bubble, like, as soon as you walk back to your hotel, it's like there's people begging, and there's, like, a Sonic and a Cold Stone Creamery. It's like, oh, I didn't like, you don't expect to see, you're not used to that part of it. And it's not a bad thing. It's just very different. That's one of the main differences.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't, because we drove from LA where Dan was living, and so when you kind of go from the parking garage, it takes you, spits you right out to the trams to get to the park, so you don't see that stuff that's even right outside of Disney like you did when you stayed nearby at a hotel. But yeah, I mean, it must be kind of a weird thing to kind of walk out of Disney to go back to your hotel or whatever you're doing, and it's like you're on that kind of main drag that you see. There's one in like every town where there's like a McDonald's and this and that, and you know, kind of pulls you right out of it.
It was definitely weird, but not in a bad way. The other weird thing was like crossing the street. I'm walking with like cast members who have their backpacks and they're like, they're going to work, but they're in their uniforms already. And it's kind of weird seeing that as well. Like, cause Disney World, it all comes from
everything's backstage. So behind the scenes.
But those are just little things that I noticed that were just like, kind of like, oh, you would never see that. But overall, I mean, Disneyland is pretty good. Did you go to both parks?
We did. We did one day in each park.
Okay.
So we did Disneyland first on the first day, and then we went back the next day did California Adventure. Yeah.
So it's definitely both parks have their pluses, and you know they're very different from one another.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously Disneyland reminds you a lot of Magic Kingdom, but California Adventure kind of stands on its own.
Yeah, because I think the easiest thing to compare it to is Hollywood Studios, just because they have those little areas that are kind of similar theming, like Hollywood, but it felt very different to me. There were little sections of it that kind of reminded me of Studios, but it felt just like its own thing. I really liked California Adventure a lot.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously where you walk in feels very similar to Hollywood Studios.
Right.
But the rest of the park doesn't, to me.
Yeah, there's so many parts of the park that there's no other Disney parks that have, like, a similar... Like, the themes are completely different, like Cars and the Bugs Land and the pier and everything. You don't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we'll go back. I didn't want to get off topic too much, but you want to go back to your first day.
Yeah.
At Disneyland, what were some of the attractions that you were able to hit up?
We did a lot of the classics throughout the day. We did Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
We did Pirates. We did Thunder Mountain. We did Splash Mountain. We did the Matterhorn. I'm trying to remember now all the different things that we did. We did the Indiana Jones ride. I don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah, that ride's really good.
Yeah, I loved that. We did some of the Fantasyland rides. We did Pinocchio, Snow White. We attempted to go on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, but it was the end of the night, and literally there was one party in front of us, and they had some issue with one of the vehicles, like the lap bar wouldn't lock into place. And apparently when that happens, they have to close it down until that's fixed. And at that point in the night, they're like, we might not reopen. They're like, you can wait if you want to, but it might not get fixed before park close. So we're like, okay, great. So we didn't get to do that, but we did...
Did you do Alice in Wonderland?
No. We didn't get to do a lot in the storybook area. We did Small World, but I think that's it.
How about Toontown? Yeah. Did you do the Roger Rabbit ride?
No, that when we went back there as well, it was not running.
Oh.
And because we only had one day, like we didn't have a lot of time to kind of keep checking back with things.
Right.
And I feel like because they have the paper fast pass, and you can get wait times and everything on the app, but we didn't do as much like checking back to areas as maybe we would have if we had known we were coming back another day.
Right.
So there were definitely some things I would have liked to have done that we didn't get to, but we did a lot of the good, fun stuff that's specific to Disneyland. Like, I wanted to do the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
Oh, we did Space Mountain.
Yeah, that one's really different. I mean, there's a lot of differences.
Yeah.
Space Mountain's very different. Pirates of the Caribbean is a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, but talk about Space Mountain.
Space Mountain was funny because you get so used to one park, like, or one resort. Like, you're either kind of a Disney World person or a Disneyland person because obviously they're on opposite ends of the country. So one's going to be easier for most people to get to than another. But, you know, you have the side-by-side seating instead of just all in a row. And it felt to me like newer. It felt like it had been updated. I don't know if it has been.
Yeah,
but I know that they did they had a Star Wars overlay in it for a while, so I'm sure maybe that was part of it. It felt smoother, and the audio, and it just felt like more, like, I feel like when I go on Space Mountain in Magic Kingdom, which is one of my favorite rides in Disney World, it feels like, you know, this was built in the 70s.
Right.
It's so much fun, but, like, it feels like it, and even, like, the way the sound effects are and everything, it's kind of like a retro ride now, almost,
mm-hmm.
where it's supposed to be futuristic, but this felt more current, like you said, with the audio quality, and just, it felt smoother. I wouldn't say it necessarily felt faster or anything like that, but, yeah, it was cool. I don't know, because I've been on it so many more times, I think I prefer Disney World. I felt like Disney World has more, like, drops and kind of unexpected things, and this was more maybe speed and loops. And I like the little drops when you're, like, not expecting it and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, I was surprised. I think Thunder Mountain felt... They have different atmosphere around it, but it felt like very similar. If it's not the same track, it's not a hugely different track. And then Splash Mountain is pretty different.
It's a lot
shorter.
Did you
do Splash Mountain? Yeah.
No, it was closed. Actually, Splash and Thunder Mountain were both closed when I was there.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
That two mountains closed. Yeah, it felt shorter. It's kind of the opposite of Space Mountain, whereas in Disney World, you're side by side, and this you're in a row.
Right.
In your log. And we had, I think it sits five. We had five grown adults in our log. We got completely soaked. Like, I've never gotten soaked on Splash Mountain in my entire life. This was like the water was coming up and over the sides, so that the entire, like, bottom half of my body was soaked. And it was one of the first things we did. And it was really not that warm in Southern California in the beginning of June. So we were like, what? How did this happen? I've never been soaked on Splash Mountain before, but...
It's like you repeated the mistakes from when you went to Universal and went on that...
I guess so. Yeah. I think it was just because we just had a lot of weight in our particular log. I think usually it's, like, some kids and some adults, but we had however many seats there were that many fully grown adults.
Yeah.
And I think it just, like, made us kind of... bop into the water a little more, so the water kind of splashed up and over. I was, like, shocked. I was like, this has never happened to me on Splash Mountain. But it was fun. I liked it. They have, like, some little different animatronics, and the scenes are a little bit different. I do think it is a little shorter. But
it's a lot shorter. I think it's, like, 6 minutes shorter than the one at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, obviously the same basic concept. And
right.
A lot of fun. I liked it. And then I loved the Indiana Jones ride.
Yeah, that's a great ride. Everything about it, the queue's great, the ride itself.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We ended up getting a fast pass for it, you know, the old school fast passes.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to do that and got right on. And it's for Dan and Brittany and I, one of our favorite rides in Disney World is Dinosaur. So we knew we had to do it because it's, I don't know if it's the same exact track, but it's very similar.
I'm pretty
similar.
Sure it's the exact same.
And the ride vehicles, you know, all of that is the same. But I loved it because on Dinosaur, you're almost like 100% the whole time in the dark.
Right.
You can see very little of what's going on. So I liked that contrast of being on the Indiana Jones ride and there's so much to look at and take in, and, like, you're going over a bridge and there's fire and there's all this stuff going on. So it was cool to have, like, the jerkiness and the action of the vehicle and then still have, like, things that you're looking at. Where in Dinosaur, you're kind of just in the dark and you just feel it.
Right.
But I liked having more stuff to look at. It was a lot of fun. I liked that. That might have been one of my favorite rides.
Yeah, it's really
from
good.
From both parks.
Yeah, we liked that as well when we went.
Yeah.
But I loved Pirates of the Caribbean. I thought that was incredible. Like, the differences. It's so much longer. You get that, like, legitimate drop. You get that scene in the bayou at the beginning, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved that. I like that they have the restaurant in there you can eat at. It obviously reminds me of the
Living with the
restaurant
land.
In the Mexico Pavilion.
Oh, that's
how
true,
you ride
yeah.
right by. Thought of that. And we considered trying to get a reservation there, but it's a little pricey.
Right.
And we're like, we'll just do quick serves while we're here. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had always been told that it's like so much longer, it's so much better, but you never really know what to expect until you do it. And I'm not really one to watch like ride videos and stuff on YouTube. So rides I haven't been on, I generally have very little knowledge of like what they're like until I'm on them. So
I don't think a ride video would have done it justice anyway. Like, if you watch the ride video from Magic Kingdom and the ride video from Disneyland, I don't know that you would really get a feel for how different they truly are until you ride it yourself.
Yeah. But it's nice you have all the classic scenes that are the same in both, but then you have more to look at, and, you know, it's a longer experience. It feels more complete, almost.
Yeah, the story's more complete, and it's also smaller, so everything's closer to you.
Yeah.
You can really see
everything.
Yeah, you almost feel disconnected from the one at Disney World when you go back after you've done the one at Disneyland, because you feel like you're right in it at Disneyland.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I really liked it. There's a little bit of difference in Haunted Mansion. I feel like Haunted Mansion is shorter in Disneyland.
I don't know if
it's
that's
weird
true or
because
not.
I know parts of the narration that you get while you're on the ride in Disney World were narrated while we were in the queue in Disneyland. Like, there were little things that I was like, this happens while you're on the ride in Disney World, and things like that.
Yeah.
But they do have, like, the Hatbox Ghost, and there's, like, a couple different things.
Well, that just got brought back recently, so that wasn't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's very much the same.
They also don't have the end scene where Magic Kingdom updated theirs a few years ago to have the computer animated scenes at the end, which the one at Disneyland still just has basically the mirrors at the end.
Right. Yep. But
the mansion itself is really cool, though. At Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, it's
New
beautiful.
Orleans Square. Mm-hmm. New Orleans Square is a great great land there.
Yeah, we
I
enjoyed
loved
that.
Everything there. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. We spent a good amount of time there in the beginning of the day. We had lunch over there. We did have beignets.
Oh, those are the best things.
So we ate at the French Market restaurant, which is the restaurant connected to the little stand.
Yeah, I think
we
ate there as well one of the days.
So we ate there. It was one of the first things we did because it took us a little under 2 hours to get to Disney from LA with traffic and stuff and the time that we left, maybe like between an hour and a half and an hour and 45 minutes. So by the time we got there, we did a couple things and then we were like, let's get food. So, we were just walking through and we looked in there and we stopped in there. So, it was actually kind of a cloudy, they have what they call June gloom in California, in LA, which I had never heard of. But I guess the beginning of June in the mornings, it's always like kind of dreary and cloudy until the sun burns through it later in the afternoon. So this was kind of an overcast day. So it was a little chilly. And we went in there and I got creamy corn chowder in a bread bowl. And I think Dan and Brittany both got like beef stew in a bread bowl. So it was a nice little lunch. Like, usually it's too hot to eat that stuff in Florida.
Right.
You're like, I don't want anything to do with that. So it was nice to do that. We sat outside. They have, like, they weren't playing while we were eating lunch, but they'll have, like, live music out there by that restaurant.
Yeah, we saw them a couple times.
Yeah. So that's really cool. And then we did get beignets after that. Mm. We were eating them while in line for Haunted Mansion.
Those are the best.
Yeah. So Dan and Brittany and I, when we get together, and especially when we're in Disney, we play this little game that we call What Are the Odds? And basically, what you do is you'll just in the moment, if you think of something, you'll say to someone. So I'll say like, hey, Dan, what are the odds that you'll do this thing? And then he gives you a number range and then you count down. And if you say the same number, he has to do whatever I asked him. So we were standing in line to get beignets and I said, hey, Dan, what are the odds that when we order these, you mispronounce beignets and you order them? And he's like, oh, I don't care, like 1 to 3. So he did it, and he goes up, and he orders. He goes, yeah, I'm going to get 6 of the beignets. And he was like, is that how you say it? And the lady was just, like, not amused. She was like, it's beignets. And you're like, okay, great. We'll have those. But so, yeah, but they were delicious. They're so good.
Yeah, I think we had them, like, 4 or 5 times when we were there for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. We considered going back in that same day, but we didn't. But, yeah, they were
like,
awesome.
One time we literally parked up just to get the beignets. Just we were in California Adventure, like, I could go for some beignets, and we, like, walked across to the other park together.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Definitely.
I would say. We got them, and we shook them up and got them nice and coated in the sugar, and then had those while we waited for Haunted Mansion. Even people in line were like, what are those, and where did you get them? And they're like, they're beignets, and you need to get them right now.
And actually...
Also, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when we were there... Disney had just started doing that limited time magic thing, whatever, for that 1 year.
Yeah.
And they had Banana Foster beignets, which came with, like, a caramel dipping sauce, which made them even better.
Mm. They had, like, golden beignets or something like that when we were there, which I think were, like, lemon flavored.
Yeah, those are from the 55th anniversary or something.
Oh, okay.
Leftovers from that. Or but 60th, we just got, whatever it was.
We just got the plain ones.
Yeah.
Regular ones. But they're so good. And they're a little Mickey-shaped, which is always fun.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah. So what'd you think of the Matterhorn? I wasn't the biggest fan of that ride.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite thing. That was down for a lot of the day when we were there, and we happened to be walking by, and it seemed like they had just opened the lineup. So we were like, you know what, we're standing right here, let's just hop in line and do it. And we waited about 15 minutes for it, which was nice. We skipped a big chunk of the line because we were near where they... load, like, towards the back of it, so we ended up skipping past a couple of switchbacks because they were looking for a party of 3, and apparently couldn't find it in the ton of people ahead of us, so we were like, party of 3. So we probably skipped about 10 minutes of the line, which was nice.
Well, that's good.
But I enjoyed it, but it's a little jerky, and I feel like just not... thrilling enough to really be worth it. Like, there's not a lot to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was so jerky and kind of clunky feeling that I was like, all right, I'm glad I did it, but not anything I would care too much about.
You're right on the track, and you really feel it. It beats you up pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's fun to do because it's like a classic Disneyland attraction. It wouldn't be like a must-do, even for a return trip.
No, I agree with you on that.
I would recommend people to do it if they've never done it, but I would say outside of that, if you've done it once, if it's a short line, yeah, you'll like it, but I don't think it's a must-do.
All right, on that note, we're going to take another break here with Por Favor Mary, because we're getting a little long. I don't want to rush over California Adventure. So we're going to take a break here, and we will pick up with her trip review of California Adventure next week. And we also had some technical difficulties, so we lost internet connection somewhere near the end, as you could hear it breaking up. So we decided instead of making this an extra long episode, we would cut it short as the Disneyland portion came to a conclusion, and then we're going to talk about California Adventure next week. So Por Favor Mary will be joining us again. But for now, we'll take our second break, and I'll come back and wrap up this week's episode.
Oh no! You're going the wrong way!
right, we're back from break. Episode 183 of the Por Favor podcast is in the books. Thanks again to Por Favor Mary for joining me, talking about Disneyland and her first time out there and what she thought of the original park built in 1955, Disneyland. Obviously, we talked about some of the differences between the rides at Disneyland and Magic Kingdom or Walt Disney World, some of the same rides like Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion, Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain, things like that that have duplicates and the differences, and they aren't exact carbon copies of one another, which is nice. It gives you something to kind of compare and contrast and enjoy them each on their own merits, and I think that's basically what she was talking about and what I did when I went a few years ago to Disneyland, which was a great experience. I loved it out there. I thought the feel was very different and the vibe at Disneyland was a lot different than what you get at Disney World. Maybe it's more of a locals park, so you get people that aren't as crazy as some of the tourists that you see in Orlando. Like, by crazy, I mean regimented, need to do this, 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 and this, whereas at Disneyland, it seemed more like a go-with-the-flow type of place. Also, when I went, it was deserted. There was no one there, which helped add to my enjoyment because basically every ride was a walk-on except for the big headliners. Mary did it a little differently because she didn't stay in a hotel near Disneyland proper. She drove in an hour and a half each time, which is fine, obviously. If you have a place to stay, why spend the extra money on the hotel? And they didn't do a hopper, so they did one park one day and the other park the next day, whereas I had 3 days with the hopper, and it was nice to be able to utilize that, being the two parks are so close. We'll get into that more next week, I'm sure. As for now, I don't really have anything else to add to wrap up the Disneyland, except I do miss those beignets. I wish I could have them every day. They're so good. I need to try the ones at Port Orleans and Disney World. I haven't had them yet at the French Quarter, and I've heard they're good, and I don't know if they'll live up to the ones in Disneyland. They're probably very different, and I would love to find out which ones are better. And I think on, maybe not this trip, but my next trip, I'll probably be able to sample them for the first time at the French Quarter and try them out and see what I think about those at Disney World, and hopefully they live up to my expectations and my memories. Sometimes the memories give it a little boost. You get romanticized what they actually are and how good they actually are. So we'll see. I'll report back in 6 months on that anyway. I have nothing else to add. I was going to go through just the social media quickly here and wrap up this week's episode. Keep it short and simple. We are online at PorFavorPodcast.com. Facebook and Twitter is at PorFavorPodcast. YouTube.com/PorFavorPodcast. Email the show info@PorFavorPodcast.com. You can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. Mike's Twitter is @PorFavorMike. And his email address is Mike@PorFavorPodcast.com. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Subscribe, leave reviews, do whatever you want. Just find us and listen. We do appreciate it. And thank you so much for being a listener and interacting with us on social media like many of you do. It goes a long way. It helps us stay passionate about this podcast. And we do enjoy it and we do appreciate it. And we always like hearing from you guys. So with that being said, thank you for listening to episode number 183 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejado de las Podcast. For Por Favor Mary, my name is Gary. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream.
There's a great big
beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow,
and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.